Okay, go ahead.
It looks like it's on, because it's got
the light on.
And when I want to take it off?
Press the button one more time.
Okay. Thank you.
Light's on. Light's on.
We'll wait 20 seconds and we'll have to take them. Thank you. It's 9 o'clock on September 26, 2019. We're at the authority headquarters. I will call to order the PCJWSA Board of Directors executive session for the purpose of reviewing the authority manager information. I'll call the roll. Cameron Gogas.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
For the record, Tom Donahue and Sean Carlton are not with us at this point. We will recess for executive session under ORS 192.6602A to consider the employment of a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent. It is 9:01, and we are in recess for executive session. And it looks like it's going. So it is 9:51, and we are out of executive session, back into regular session. And it's the little things going around. Does that mean it's on?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Oh, the light's on. Okay.
Light's
we're good.
On. We're good. All right.
Technology. All right. So we are back in an executive session. It is the consensus of the board that we are going to repost.
We're out of executive session.
Thank you. It is the consensus of the board that we are going to repost the authority manager position with Prothman, and we need to do some tweaks to the profile. So I have some potential edits here. We are going to add a question to the supplemental question. That is, the question is based on your knowledge of the water and wastewater regulatory requirements. What credentials do you believe are essential for the new authority manager to possess and why? We are somewhere in the profile going to add, it is expected that the successful candidate that can distribute substantial experience in managing the operations of a water and sewer utility. PCJWSA is a lean organization, and the incumbent authority manager held multiple certifications in water and wastewater operations. Knowledge of the necessary operator credentials and of the ability to ensue coverage, which satisfies regulatory requirements, is essential. In addition to those tweaks, we want to check in with Prothman to make sure there's a focus on ads through SDAO, and that announcements have been mailed to those folks. And we want to get a summary of additional costs for us and the time frame on which they think this could move through. Are we okay with them posting it online before they get the rest of it out?
Yeah, that's fine. I would say in this section under the ideal candidate profile, just change that to be something like preference will be given to candidates with higher degrees of certifications, as opposed to it is expected that the manager will have these credentials within 2 years. I would just say change that to try to narrow that a little bit.
I would want to have valid licenses.
I think that would be a given.
Yes, certifications are things that have to be current. Or
you don't have a certification.
Okay. Or you don't have it.
Well,
preference will be given to individuals with the following certifications.
Yeah. So we had a sentence that was preferences may be given to applicants with certifications in water and wastewater. And that was Tony's suggestion earlier.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But so I would put that right there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the third tweak that goes in.
Do you think that we should talk to Bill and see if there would be a possibility of saying, to because he had discussed this about the assistant manager, that, all right, we're looking for the manager, but we also are looking for, would you be interested in that?
No, because the requirements are different.
Yeah.
So we're not, when you go out with one advertising, we might catch somebody else in there, but we don't want to advertise for two positions,
yeah.
I think.
All right.
It's a good question, though. Are there any other, I'll tell you what, if there are any other comments regarding this document, would you email me as soon as possible?
Yep.
Now, do you think in anything as far...
And this is available online.
And that's available online.
So, okay.
Relocation, do you think we should put... I mean, we're assuming that, and I
don't think we're assuming that. I believe Bill had advised us not to put hard language in there about relocation. We do know that he talked with each of the candidates about the relocation issue.
So then when we do our interviewing process, should we have it in there?
I think it needs to be in there. I really do.
So if we're...
Can we sound Bill out on that point? Because he had a good point to begin with. We now have some experience. So I think it'd be a good time to maybe revisit that question. But
I mean, how much time did we waste between ourselves and candidates who maybe thought that they could... I mean, what good does it do us to bring in candidates and go through the whole interview process if that's the one thing? I mean, I understand it might open up more applications, but if it's a dead deal.
You know, this is my opinion. I think the requirement for relocation to within 20 minutes of the authority office should be in there right up front. I agree with Sean. We kind of wasted some time and money on this, and quite frankly, it really pisses me off that an applicant would do something like this knowing or having been told that they were going to have to relocate. So if we don't want to go through the process again, get to the same place and have somebody say, oh, well, you know, I live in Portland. I'm not going to relocate to within 20 minutes of the Civic City. I just think we need to be upfront with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty disheartened at that. You know, we're just a stepping stone for the possibility of somebody in Newport, and then thinking that I can live in Lincoln City or I can live in Tillamook and commute, I am ticked that we went through all this effort, and this is where we're at.
Okay, we'll get that out of that.
That's just my opinion.
I think your opinion has got a lot of support here, Tony. I want to ask one more question. Tony, there was a potential candidate that contacted you via email that did not apply. And when I asked Bill about that the other day, he brought up a different name. Is there, so evidently that particular person that contacted you that didn't apply did not contact Bill. At least that's what I was getting from Bill. Is that a person that at this point we might contact directly and ask them if they are interested, or do we just wait and let the process start again?
Let me give that a little bit of thought.
Okay.
I could drop that person a quick email and but let me give us a thought.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So we've retweaked things. If there is anything that comes into anybody's mind regarding the profile, you'll let me know by noon if possible. If you want to reread that and take a look at it, I'll go back and get this pulled together and then have a conversation with Bill, and we'll get the edits moving forward. Anything else we need to address as we move forward?
No.
So if we had them post it online in July, I think it was open 6 weeks for the first round?
Yes.
Would we expect another 6 weeks for the second round? Does anybody have...
I hate to say yes, but it seems...
You know, what I found interesting about the process was we didn't get any applications until the last week. So was that people who read it and then thought, oh, I've got plenty of time to apply to it, and then everybody applied the last week? In other words, if that's the case, does a 4 to 6 week difference matter? I mean, if we'd have had applications coming in one or two a week over the course of the 6 weeks, I don't know.
Well, we're looking at the 26th. If it went out on the 30th, the end of the month, I'd like to see give it to the end of
October.
That would be 5 weeks. Or put a deadline on the 22nd of October. The 25th of October.
The end of October is kind of neat.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like, and this is what we're finding.
We're getting into the holidays.
I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's going to be crazy.
I mean, we're going to work at 5 weeker. I'd like to see maybe by the end of...
By the 25th?
Sure. And that, if he gets it out by, say, here...
Well, he'll be able to post it almost immediately. It's getting the other pieces out that are going to take...
The mail and the physical notices.
He didn't get it out. Yeah. I'd like to shoot for the 25th.
I don't think that's enough time.
I don't think so. I think November 1st is about
I don't even know if November 1st is the... I mean, if you figure by the time he gets this all changed and gone through again and sent out, you know, you're probably looking at, you know, mid-next week. So the applicants aren't going to get it until...
I think that's why it was 6 weeks originally.
So I think we make it...
So let's, rather than try to guess how this process works, why don't I relate it to
6 weeks is fine.
I think it's reasonable.
To Bill, that we're very serious with this, and how can we successfully move it forward, and especially in light of the holidays.
Right.
And then, Tony, when you get back, I'm sure the board's going to want to discuss options, because this isn't going as quickly as we'd like. And we can certainly wait until you get back to have that discussion. But we hope that you're thinking about as many possible options as we might be.
And then some.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything to add at this point?
No, I don't have
to. So, okay. Can we ask if Bill has any other recommendations for it?
Of course, yes.
We're rehashing this again.
Exactly. I that's why I asked him to prepare for this today and not wait until another 48 hours went by. Okay, so I think we're good.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
10:02, we're adjourned. Congratulations, Tony.
It's a baby.
Did the baby enter the world?
Yeah, this morning at 5:22.
Nice! Great. Papa was there. Nice. Yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, buddy, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tony.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Tony.
Okay.
I just hope.
I feel better now than I did when I walked in the room.
I think it's going to go quicker this time. I'm positive. I really do. I feel like we're going to go quicker.
Well, it's going to seem in some respects more comfortable to us because we've been through it once.
Right.
So we know that we need to respond quickly. We know that we need to get down here and read things. And we know kind of how that rhythm can work.
Do you think we need to change our...